Hey everybody, welcome to our show today, broadcasting both Facebook and on XM Radio and across all podcasting casting platforms, to where you can see and view our content. My Facebook hair looks good today, doesn't it? Last couple times I did a video when I was sharing preaching stuff, I was so in the moment I forgot to comb my hair. But I also did it as a test to see how many people were actually looking at my video. It looked like I got a shock treatment, but no, I didn't go to get those electrodes therapy. No, nobody said anything, and nobody just goes to show how many people really do look at the video, you know, or I hope maybe they just listened to me and just listened to the content and didn't care what I looked like. But sometimes I get in a moment I forget about my hair and the process, and that's what happened there, but that's really what happened. So my mom told me, but it would be nice if other people would share some feedback about the video and, you know, maybe help us out financially. But anyway, we got some stories to tell you. We're going to start off with a story from ion.tv that talks about all the fraud and all the fake accounts that are on Facebook. So I want to just preface this up and set this up for you, because that's what really is going on Facebook. And you all need to be aware of it, because you're on that platform. You may have been a victim of one of these runaway scams. So let's get to it.
Hey everybody, it's Lon Seidman. We're going to talk about something I've been meaning to get to for a while now, which is what a cesspool Facebook has become with fraud and scammers and fake accounts. It is a mess. I'm going to show you some things that I experienced directly over the last couple of days. Let's get to it. Now, today's video was prompted by an unfortunate incident that happened to a friend of mine locally here. Somebody stole her car right out of the driveway, and she put up this post to remind her neighbors to take your keys and lock your cars, because what's been happening around here is that in the middle of the night, these kids come through, they open up unlocked cars, take valuables out of those cars, and in some cases, there are keys in the car, and they just drive off with them and go on a joyride. And because there's very little consequences for these kids, and because there's so many unlocked cars around here, they keep coming back. It's created a very fertile ground for criminal activity. And of course, there are things that can be done to prevent that. And she was trying to help spread the message. Now, when she posted this as a public post, what followed were dozens of scammers trying to take advantage of somebody in a bad situation. So as you can see here, one after the other of these people asking her to go over to Instagram and look for these accounts and send a message, and they can help her get her car back. But the reality is, these people are actually going to steal her personal information and make a bad situation worse.
Even worse.
And as you'll see in a minute, Facebook is a very fertile ground for criminal activity as well. So last night I said, let's try a little experiment here. And on my Facebook page, I put up a post where I said, this is a honeypot post to see what kind of spam we can attract. And then I said, the other day my friend's Facebook account was hacked. Can anyone help them? And this is a gold mine for these scammers. And sure enough, within an hour, I had over 24 responses of people asking me to do very similar things. Find this guy on Instagram or message me and I'll help you get your account back. Just so much of it, all from fake accounts. And why is this happening? Well, first of all, there is a lack of support options on Facebook. And I think what's happening here in particular is that people are looking for areas where they can exploit people who are desperate. Your account got taken over, you want to get it back, what do? You'll take any help from anybody. If your dog got lost or your car got stolen, kind of the same thing, right? It's hard to find somebody to help you out with this. And again, they're taking advantage of people in a really bad place.
Yeah,
additionally, Facebook has zero enforcement of anything. So this has become, just like my area here, fertile ground for criminal activity, because they can get away with it and there are no consequences. And if you want to see an example of zero enforcement at work, check out this comment that I got on a post on my Facebook page from a Daniel Sarvella. And this was a very similar post to the one I just showed you. And he wrote in to say that GG Recovery on Instagram is legit. His customer relation is top notch. He's going to get my account back to me, lickety split. This is obviously a scam post. And so I reported it. And guess what? Facebook writes back and says, thanks for your report, but we're not taking it down. This was actually after I sent them an appeal to urge them to look at it again, and the account stayed up. And this was weeks ago.
Wow.
And guess what? The fake account is still there. And in all of 3 minutes, I was able to verify that this is a complete bogus account. How? Well, I took his profile picture there in the circle, and I fed it into Google Images, and it brought me right back to Facebook, where this guy's name is actually Tony Ellison, and he got a Community Spirit Award from a ABC Brisbane in Australia. And if you look at his banner photo there, this actually came off the real Tony Ellison's account. He made this public post here with his daughter getting a citizenship award. This seems like a really decent guy here, and criminals are using it, and Facebook knows it. They've got all this information. They can easily see that this guy's account was up first, yet this fraudulent account is up there scamming people with his likeness. And this happens to everyday people like him, but also celebrities. Yep. And we'll talk more about some ways you can learn about some of the awful things that are happening with celebrity impersonators as well. And then this morning, I took a look at all the friend requests that I got. And out of the top eight, seven of them are cloned accounts of people that I know. And they are tricking friends of mine to friend these accounts. One of them was my wife, who got tricked by a fake account of my uncle, who then started writing to her about some medical thing here. And because the English was bad, she knew it was a false account, but she still friended the account initially.
You always look at the spelling.
And what would happen after this talk about his surgery would be a request for money, folks. And that's how this stuff rolls. By the way, my uncle's fake account, it's still there. Now, Facebook does have a reporting feature that you can use to let them know that there's a fake account, but it's arduous and it requires we, the users, to be the ones to take the action. So what you have to do is click over to the fake profile. You have to look for this button with three periods on it. That's what it looks like. When you click on it, you get the find support or report option here. And then you have to select pretending to be something, even though it's pretending to be somebody, but we'll let that go here. When you click on that, you then tell them that it's a friend, and then you type in the friend's name and hit submit. And of course, this doesn't take the account down automatically. Facebook has to review it. In many cases, they don't take the account down. They think it's valid and legitimate. And what drives me crazy about this is that they put it on us to police their platform. And because this takes so long to do, and because there are so many fake accounts popping up all day long, who has time for this? And so those accounts stay up and they commit fraud against more people. And don't even get me started about all of the fake home improvement scams that pop up on local Facebook groups. For some reason, they almost always involve duct cleaning. Yeah, and what happens here is that people reach out to these fake accounts, they pay a deposit for the service, and they never show up and do the work, and the money's gone. And this happens over and over again. And if you do a search for the text on these posts, you will see these things all over Facebook. And this, again, is why Facebook is fertile ground for criminal activity, but it gets worse. So let's go back to that real account that was used for the creation of the fake account, Tony Ellison here. This is the photo that he posted publicly on his Facebook page. And in the comments here, he's got a comment from someone named Yilan Zhang saying that I find your post very interesting and I really want to get in touch with you and chat. And this is likely the start of what's called a pig butchering scheme. And what they do is essentially fatten the pig to the point where they can extract a lot of money out of them. So it starts off innocently enough. They target people that are elderly or lonely and make them feel like they've got a long distance relationship. Then they start having them send money via cryptocurrency into these fake investment accounts. You can read more about this over at CNBC. But it's more nefarious than it sounds because in many cases, these scam operations are actually trafficking slave labor into their operations.
Yep.
There was an expose posted on the New York Times just this weekend about a Chinese gangs operation to commit these crimes against people in China using WeChat. So it's not just Facebook, it's other social media networks as well. But really, any network with a large audience like Facebook or like WeChat is certainly vulnerable for this kind of thing. And the question is, are these networks doing enough to stop this activity? They have all these AI resources. It's very simple to see when an account was created and when the profile photo was uploaded. Why they can't do more to prevent these things from happening is beyond me, because this is the kind of stuff that happens when you've got a very fertile environment for criminals to do their work. So with the advent of AI making it a lot easier to create fake accounts, how do we go about verifying that people are real? And I can predict that all of you watching are not going to like what I'm about to talk to you about here, but I think this is where things are going. And we're starting to see this happening now on three major social media platforms, with more coming, no doubt, in the future. Now, a few months ago, Facebook/Meta rolled out their Meta Verified program, where you can get yourself a nice badge here with a check mark so that you can verify who you are with Facebook and Meta. And it requires, and I know this is the part you're not going to like, you to submit your government-issued ID and maybe a selfie video also, depending on what region you're in, so that they can match you up and know that your profile is the real you, which you would hope would make it easier to stop all these people from creating clone accounts. So far, it has not. There are many examples of verified celebrities having their accounts cloned and scamming people. So far, I have not seen this working yet. The worst part about Meta's approach is that they charge you for it, $12 a month here in the U.S. But if you pay, you can finally get a customer service person to help you if you have a problem. But most people are not going to do that. They're not going to submit their ID. They're not going to pay for it. And so I don't think Facebook is going to really be able to solve the problem here with this program. They've really got to do something else, and they are certainly capable of doing it. Part of why I think they haven't taken much of an effort here is that a lot of their success and performance as a company is tied to the daily active user count. That's what their shareholders look to, how many people are on the platform. And so if they start taking out all of these cloned accounts, their user levels are going to drop dramatically, and that has an impact on stock price. So let that sink in for a moment. Now, LinkedIn is also doing something like this. All of these programs, by the way, are optional at the moment. And so they've paired up with Clear. And what you do is submit your information to Clear. They can confirm your identity. And then you get a special badge on your LinkedIn account to let you know that you are who you say you are. Again, this is not required. But a lot of these platforms are starting to give verified accounts a little more of a boost in their algorithms. So there might be some incentive for people to do that, because LinkedIn also has a fake account problem. Twitter, of course, has its own problems. And although they created their verified thing where everybody can get a blue check mark, the only identity verification they were going off of was a credit card. And we all saw how bad that went through. So they quietly rolled out an ID verification policy. And again, it will boost you up a little bit in the rankings on the algorithm if you do submit a government ID and verify your identity. So I think this is where a lot of these platforms are going to go to some degree, but it doesn't solve the problem completely because people have to participate in order for it to work.
Right.
Meanwhile, I think with all of the resources and AI know-how that these companies have, they can solve this problem if they really wanted to. So what can we do to protect ourselves? Well, the best thing we can do is educate ourselves and our loved ones about how to avoid getting scammed. And one great resource here in the U.S. is the AARP. They have a fraud watch network where you can actually call people on the phone and get help before you turn money over to a scammer or worse. So definitely check out that link, lon.tv/fraudwatch will bring you there. They also have a podcast called The Perfect Scam, and this is a weekly podcast. It is exceptionally well done. It is very easy to digest, and what they do is they work through the mechanics of the scam, often with a victim who they're interviewing to describe the whole process and what they were thinking and feeling as the scam continued. It is very, very educational, and I think something that not only you should listen to, but everyone in your life should be listening to as well. It's a great resource. There's also a YouTube channel that I suggest checking out, especially if you want to see how these scams work, and that YouTube channel is called Catfished. This is by a company called socialcatfish.com.
That's a good one.
And they run a service that tries to help people stay out of romance scams. They let you scan pictures that are being sent to you so you can see if they're legitimate or not. The service they offer is a paid service, but the YouTube channel, of course, is free. And every week, they're interviewing somebody who's leaving their husband, who's getting arrested for laundering money. It's crazy the kinds of things that are going on and how many people fall for this stuff. And in each episode, they detail all of the communications from start to finish, so you can see exactly how these things progress. It's another great resource to check out. But unfortunately, Facebook remains a cesspool. They're not alone. There are other problems on other social media networks, but Facebook is the largest, especially when you account for Instagram as well as their regular Facebook platform. And they also have an audience that trends much older than other platforms. And so they have many more vulnerable users that are being exploited here on a daily basis. So hopefully those resources help, but I hope Facebook takes some action here to cut down on all these fake accounts that are now just everywhere, turning the place into a real cesspool. That's going to do it for this one. Until next time, this is Lon Zeibin. Thanks for watching.
This channel is brought to you by the Lon.tv supporters, including Gold Level supporter.
So therefore, you can subscribe, and you can really subscribe. That was a big cat walking by there. And you can definitely subscribe on YouTube to this guy. He says a lot of good stuff, talks about a lot of TV stuff and new advices and all kinds of things. You might want to check this guy out. His channel is called Lon.tv. Okay, did I say that right? Yeah, Lon.tv. It's on YouTube. Check it out. You want to share his channel because he had something good to say there, because this is a real big problem on Facebook. Let's go to some other articles I have here for you today in the popper here. And let's see what we have here. Today we're going to be, first we will go to an article with an update concerning about the barge crashes that we've been having here in the United States and how this could be, as I agree with Reggie from Boston, that this is definitely a type of symmetrical warfare. And we'll explain more what that is in this video, okay? So please listen to what he has to say as an update to the situation going on in Baltimore and how it ties into how they're trying to take down our structure and how there's been about four incidences where this has occurred to four different bridges in the United States. So it seems like this is their agenda as part of that weight on how to disable and disrupt things in America to take it down. All right, let's listen to what he's saying here.
You see a plume of smoke, and then the nearly 2 mile bridge crashes down into the frigid waters of the harbor below.
They used an oil tanker or whatever type of a tanker it was, and they took out a massive, massive port and a highway at the same time. That's because they're prepping the battlefield. Now pay attention. We've already watched over the last couple of years, we've watched them take out an enormous amount of food production plants, etc., that we have in the United States. And they're going to start taking out roadways because they need to make it impossible for people to move around freely in the next month or so. Do you see what I'm saying? At any rate, I'll leave it at that.
So everybody's been talking about these ships that have been hitting bridges. So we've had three of these so far in the United States. Three of them in the United States. A barge hits a bridge in Oklahoma, closes major roads. The barge that hit in Baltimore, taking out the entire bridge. And I made a video saying that this is part of the Civil War 2024. Before we attack another country, we go in and we take out their power plants, we take out their telecommunications, and we take out their infrastructure. Well, there is no war in the United States, according to the mainstream, but they're still doing the exact same thing. And you know what just did not dawn on me? This. What is the first thing? Are you kidding me? What the? Stand by. What is the first calamity that strikes in the movie by Barack and Michael Obama, Leave the World Behind? It's a barge going out of control. So yeah, March 27th, I pointed out that they were going to use asymmetric warfare, fifth generation warfare, to take out the United States' infrastructure and weaken us in every possible way they could. But I never dreamed in a million years that they would use barge, and now, even more barges. This is insane. They're using the same exact formula over and over again. Notice the number 26, right?
That's what crazy.
It took out,
do,
it shut down a bridge. All these things went completely loose. Apparently the bridge is back open again, but I mean, this is insane.
Yep.
They're not even hiding it. You know what I mean? And here's the thing. Not only in Leave the World Behind did they show us the barges being used as a weapon against us, one of my subscribers pointed out that it's right here. It's right here on The World Ahead 2024 in The Economist cover. You see it? It's right there. That's what a shipping barge looks like. Do you see what I'm saying? Does that make perfect and complete and total sense now? So yeah, this is happening. This is exactly what they're doing. And whimsically, wackily, crazily, oddly, strangely, queerly enough, the entire line of the eclipse, the eclipse, the eclipse, the eclipse, the eclipse, and then you've got rockets and satellite-shaped things over here and this, that, and the other thing over here and peace and bombs and time is running out. And it runs right up to the election day. Time is running out right up to the election day. I didn't notice that prior. I just did not notice it whatsoever at all. And now, they have had the seven countries on their list. And strangely enough, those seven countries are now gearing up big time. Where is it? Stand by. Finally, Israel going after Gaza makes sense because now Iran is firing up hundreds of missiles and drones and they're getting ready to attack. And other countries are refusing. They're shutting down their airspace. Turkey refuses to allow the Americans to use their airspace, etc. This is all happening. Here we go, man. This is getting crazy. And the crazy, crazy, crazy thing is, apparently, people like myself are getting footage of Washington, D.C. Listen to this, because this is creepy.
It's in the United States, D.C.
I want you guys to look here in D.C. We're right next to the Reagan Airport. Where's all the planes in D.C. at?
There's absolutely no planes flying.
I was going to be going to Florida Monday, but they have canceled majority of flights. Like, there's not a plane in the sky. There's one jet that's going around, and he's tilted so far up, you can tell that he's just scanning things. This is trippy.
This is showing up everywhere. All of a sudden, D.C., no airplanes are leaving. The only ones that are out there are literally doing circles, monitoring the situation. This is crazy. This is crazy. Something weird's going on. Yep. And all the parts, all the pieces, all the pots have been stirred. These guys are ready to do this. And going back to the cover of The Economist magazine, the eclipse, the eclipse, the eclipse, the eclipse. You remember this?
Take one last look at the sun, Springfield.
Simpsons. Watch that show.
How crazy is that, that The Simpsons once again, and now this is going up all over the place. Apparently there's more than one company, but these guys can simply send, they can shoot a rocket up there. Let me read this to you real quick. Scientists with the ESA don't want to wait. They've come up with a way to make their own eclipses on nearly a daily basis, meaning they could block the sun out every single solitary day. The trick is they won't be waiting for the moon to be in just the right place, but will use one spacecraft with a round shield to cast a shadow over the special sensors of a second craft by blocking out the main body of the sun, just like the moon, just like in a moon-caused eclipse. Researchers will be able to study its surrounding atmosphere. The so-called solar... It's all just nonsensical bullshit, but they're putting this out here. You know what I mean? This is in Newsweek. This has been in all sorts of magazines now, but this is the only one I could pull up right now. Because I stayed at my buddy's farm last night, and I started getting texts this morning, and I'm like, I gotta make another video, which means I gotta go to a hotel. So it is what it is. It sucks for me, believe it or not, because I don't like staying indoors. But I mean, look at that. And then, I mean, Mr. Burns is using this. I remember when this was new. There you go. That or that?
Same.
See any difference? look different?
They got the device. They really have a device.
And then, I mean, it didn't even dawn on me that it was all over the cover of the magazine. And then time is running out, and the time is leaking into the ballot box. So this is crazy. I did notice all these other things down here, too.
With all this chaos. That's what this thing shows.
Is that object right there, what everyone keeps seeing on the oceanography charts? You know what I'm saying? It's a stretch. According to these guys, this is just an anomaly, a data input anomaly that's showing up like that. But whatever, who knows? But I will tell you this. Numerous times living, you see how far my house is from the Atlantic Ocean. We've got tsunami buoys. And numerous times over the years, they've gone off telling us that 100-foot waves were on their way when it was actually absolutely nothing. So who knows? Who knows? Who knows? But this is absolutely insane to me. That this entire magazine cover is literally coming to life. But that right there, that's a barge. That's a barge, and these guys are using these things against us every single solitary day. This is crazy. They're not even variating. They're like, screw it. It works. Americans aren't seeing one thing. I haven't met one person that brought up the fact that boats are breaking loose and raising all sorts of hell all over the United States. Not a big deal. Nothing to see here. Keep it moving, people. You know what I mean? Keep it moving. That looks like Putin. I don't know who that is whatsoever at all. So, whatever. But this is crazy, 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 crazy times we're living in, guys. I had to put a video up. So, let me see. What else? What else? What else? Economist cover. DC's a ghost town. 26. Mr. Burns. Iran. All Middle Eastern. Eclipse machine. That's basically it. Get out of here. You got to understand. Civil War is coming. They're doing this. The movie Leave the World Behind that we all made such a big deal about, well, it's come to life. Because the very first thing that goes wrong in the movie Leave the World Behind by Michael and Barack Obama, that video, the very first thing they show is barges going out of control all over the place. And now we're literally living it. Nothing to see here. No big deal. Keep it moving, people. And then things like this are showing up. And it's hard to tell what's real and what isn't. But flights are being canceled to and over Iran and Israel in anticipation of airstrikes. Austrian Airlines has canceled all their flights. See, other countries actually tell their people what's going on. Kinda. But I mean, it's happening all over the place. So be ready. Be ready for this, even if it's just simply spiritually. Even if the only thing you can do is hit your knees and pray. Prayer is a weapon. And if there was truly 2 billion Christians, 2 billion people praying on planet Earth right now would make a difference. But they don't. They don't, because they don't believe in their heart. Because while they're praying, they're still worrying about that vacation they're supposed to be taking, or that material possession that they're going to lose, or this, that, or the other thing. You know what I'm saying? I've been ready for this for the longest time, to the point where it's... it's kind of killing me, you know? My biggest prayer is, please allow me to sacrifice my life to save the life of somebody that's smarter than me, that can make a difference, if it's at all possible. But these guys are doing this, and nobody else seems to be noticing this whatsoever at all. All the flack I got, April 8th, what do you want me to tell you? What do you want me to tell you? There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. They give us signs.
All the time.
We go with them. They point us in a direction. Enough of us keep repeating that, they have to change up, because they watch social media too. Yeah, believe it or not, there are more people with badges in their breast pocket and their wallet that watch my channel than there are without. Fact. I'll leave it at that. That's Richard from Boston. Be ready.
They're everywhere.
I'm out.
All right, going to another video, folks. So we will head to that next here. That was the update on the barge from Reggie from Boston. Let's go to Mr. Reese, how they're using small U.S. businesses to be forced to serve as NSA spy depots. Let's find out what that's about. I think you might want to know something about that. Let's get to it, folks.
for the government to address foreign terrorist threats. Targeting Americans is prohibited, but intelligence agencies have used Section 702 to spy on hundreds of thousands of Americans every year. And this week, it's looking to get a lot worse. Elizabeth Goitein of the Liberty and National Security Program at the Brennan Center for Justice does a great job of explaining it and sounding the alarm. Buried in the Section 702 reauthorization bill passed by the House on Friday is the biggest expansion of domestic surveillance since the Patriot Act. Under current law, the government can compel electronic communication service providers that have direct access to communications to assist the NSA in conducting Section 702 surveillance. Companies like Verizon and Google must turn over the communications of targets, which officially must be foreigners overseas, but this has been abused to spy on Americans. Changing the definition of electronic communications surveillance provider, an amendment offered by House Intel Committee leaders and passed by the House vastly expands the universe of entities that can be compelled to assist the NSA. If the bill becomes law, any company or individual that provides any service whatsoever may be forced to assist in NSA surveillance, as long as they have access to equipment on which communications are transmitted or stored. When the amendment was first unveiled, civil liberties advocates noted that the provision would encompass hotels, libraries, and coffee shops, and so they were excluded. But the vast majority of U.S. businesses remain fair game, including barbershops, laundromats, fitness centers, hardware stores, and any small business that provides Wi-Fi to their customers via routers. It also includes commercial landlords that rent out offices, which would target journalists, lawyers, financial advisors, healthcare providers, and anyone renting commercial office space. The amendment even includes service providers who come into our homes, such as house cleaners, plumbers, and IT service providers, all of whom could be forced to serve as surrogate spies and be required to give the NSA direct access. And none of them would be allowed to tell anyone. They would be under a gag order and would face heavy penalties if they failed to comply. Having wholesale access to domestic communications, the NSA would then be on the honor system to retain only the communications of approved foreign targets. And we know from past experience that they cannot be trusted to do this. The Senate is scheduled to vote on the bill this week. Section 702 expires on April 19th, but the Biden administration has obtained FISA court approval to continue Section 702 surveillance until April of 2025. Call your senators now and tell them to block the Everyone is a Spy surveillance bill. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Because that's really true what's going to be happening, folks. Here's another thing from Reggie from Boston. We'll finish up with this mystery hologram-looking thing in the sky. Pray like never before for your soul, not for this earth. Folks, listen to this. It's from Reggie from Boston. We'll finish up with this. This will be our news.
So this little thing was videotaped over Sequoia National Park in California today. And it looks like a humanoid. It looks like a holographic test of some sort. And, I mean, they videotaped it for a long time, 3 minutes or so. Everything seems to be ramping up right now. Israel and Iran, there's rumors that an Israeli plane is missing, but I can't find any proof of that whatsoever at all. And a lot of people seem to think that because there are reports of Charles Schwab being ill, that somehow this is all over. Let me explain something to you. Let me remind you of something because it's Sunday night and I want to wrap this up real quick. This entire agenda is supernatural. It's Satan versus Jesus, period. These people are puppets. They can come and go. It doesn't make any difference whatsoever at all. What concerns me is something I just recently found out was that this has actually happened right here. mRNA gene therapy is already in the food supply, etc. So, with that in mind, what are you going to do? Not eat? Not drink? Anything like that? But here's the deal. Here's the deal. Keep this one little thing in mind, okay? If they didn't inject it to you, They can't change your DNA.
That's right.
There's no way they could do this orally or through you eating food, or that's what they would have done in the first place.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
Got it.
That's why they're having the bird flu thing all over again. So, just be ready, people. Just be ready. Because so many things are happening right now at the same time. Guns from Face Like the Sun, a channel I used to have a lot of respect for. I mean, the guy was making videos literally proving how science and technology were being used to open the pit of hell and release demons onto the earth. And to back up what he says, he goes and has a child. How in the world can you believe what you're saying and then bring a child into this world? Just like people that were freaking out about the vaccines, etc., only to make another video saying, I'm having a baby. Does that remind you of anybody? Mm-hmm. A young lady. She's really graceful. She's literally related to the YouTube CEO. Yeah, yeah. At any rate, people like Gons were saying that, how many times have we heard the word World War III in the last 4 years? Well, that's because we've been at World War III for the last 4 years. This is asymmetric warfare. This is fifth generation warfare. Now, I mean, look at the country 4 years ago and look at the country now. All they need is just the right spark, and America will annihilate itself. That is the plan.
From within.
That's what they're doing, and that's what's coming.
That's right.
Hit your knees and pray like you've never prayed before, and actually mean it. Don't worry about your vacation. Don't worry about your material things. Worry about what's right in front of your face and what you can control. And what you can't control, give it over to God. Richie from Boston. That's all I got.
I love y'all. Take care. This is the news update for today, folks. And thank you for listening to our broadcast on XM and across all podcasts and catching platforms where you can find us with your favorite player. Thank you, folks. All right. Have a good day. Take care.
You know I'm a hustler, hustler. You know I'm a hustler.
Break it down.